Well done. Okay, so the first action item from the last meeting is the Secretariat to inform Fides Mashane that he's been appointed to the community-wide working group on geographic regions. That's been done. Secretariat to prepare an email to the board, ICANN board, on the appointment of Dave, Archibald and Fide. That's been done. Secretariat to set up an email list for the Strategic and Operational Planning Committee. That's been done. But nothing else has happened, despite several rude emails from Gary saying, please, would you respond? The idea is that the Strategic and Operational Planning Committee group, is, which now has an email list, is supposed to be having some sort of a conference call. Gabby's been trying to organise that for the last couple of weeks without much success. Yes, Bart.
What might be useful, I know ICANN is preparing its operational plan right now. Let me get some dates and that it becomes a bit more obvious for the members of this group when to meet.
Okay, well, that's fine. But I know that I can't remember who's supposed to be on it, but we should try and get some sort of a meeting set up so that we can start talking about it. Oh, here we go. Leslie, Oscar, Paulos, Eric, Peter, Clyde, Byron. There you go.
As one of the people who's supposed to be on it, I think I've got a number of possible dates for an initial teleconference reserved in my diary. I suspect Gabby's having problems coordinating all of those busy people.
Yeah,
that's right. So I think we just need to keep pressing on with that and try and get a date organised so that we can have a call. I don't really want to get to Mexico. It would be really nice to get to Mexico, and when we meet on the Sunday, when we have a council session on the Sunday to review how we've done since we had our council session last year, it would be quite nice to be able to say that we've actually managed to get something happening with this plan and the operational plan. So let's try and do that. Gabby should be back for the working next week, hopefully, Bart, shouldn't she?
Yeah, she's improving, so that's good. So you know she has pneumonia.
That's something to do with living in a hospital. Hi, who's that?
Hello, this is Anna Rodriguez on behalf of Dr. Oscar Moreno.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Sorry, I didn't hear what she said.
I think it's Oscar Moreno joining.
Oh, okay, yes. Fine. Good, lovely. Thank you. Where did we get this? Yes, right. So that's the Strategic and Operational Planning Committee. The next action item is the Secretariat to send out a note, the vote for the GNSO observer position. We've done that. But you were to liaise with Olivier, and Olivier's note says you have, but you haven't got very far yet.
No. I'm trying to set up a date to have a chat with Olivier, but we didn't. It didn't work out. So I'll keep pursuing Olivier.
And that's on the IANA working group.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Action 36-7, which is me to contact Eberhard to work out what we're going to do with the tech working group. I have sent him a note, but we haven't managed to talk yet properly. Christmas, New Year, etc.
But that's ongoing.
That's ongoing, yeah. Then we have 36-08, which is is Gabby to send a note, which is about the meetings agenda group, which I'm going to get to in a little while. 09 is the registrar session. We talked about the possibility of having a registrar session at the meeting in Mexico, and we asked you, Bart, and Gabby to do a note, and you're going to work on that by then.
Yeah, as soon as Gabby is feeling better.
Okay. Number 10 is Michael Silber. I need to ask Michael Silber to submit a mission statement, which he's done, which is on the agenda. 36-11 is the European and LAC Council to try to identify CCTLD regions to receive travel funding. That's being done in the they've been asked to do that. 3612, Secretariat sent out a list to the Travel Fund Committee of Travels to be funded. That's been done, and in fact, as far as I'm aware, the travel stuff has now been finalised. Those that are being funded have provided all their details, etc. Thirteen is the Secretariat to liaise directly with .cl regarding the cost of the CCNSO lunch. I'm not sure, why would that be .cl?
I made the mistake of asking about that.
It's your fault. You are to blame.
Talk to me.
Right.
About the possible sponsor.
Gabby says she's tried to find the price of lunch, but she hasn't had a reply yet.
You know, that was before the crisis and all.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Things may have changed a bit since then. But she's carrying on working on that to try and find that out. It would actually be quite interesting to find out how much it costs to feed us all, I think. 14 is the Secretariat to send out a note to members just asking for lunch sponsors. That's been done. I don't have a response yet. The Secretariat, 15 is the Secretariat to call for dinner sponsors, which she will do. Oscar was looking for some help with that. I think that's the reason why. 16 was the Secretariat to liaise with Oscar on the costs, the likely cost of the dinner for each sponsor, which he's doing. And finally, 17 was the Secretariat to send out the ad hoc geographic names working group commentator to the council list, asking for an endorsement, which we did, and that has gone in to the comments. So that is the action list.
There's one more, 3501, which is on minute one.
Ah, right. Okay. What does that say?
You were going to discuss the composition of the GAT working group with Keith.
Ah, sorry. Yes, indeed I was. And I spoke to Keith about that after we finally got through Christmas, etc. And he's going to do a circular to those that are on the working group, and also one to everybody, to the members, to ask for other volunteers. So hopefully he'll have that sorted out in the next day.
I will chase him up
because actually he said he was going to try and do that before this meeting, but he hasn't. So, well, he might have sent it to the members of the group, but he hasn't publicly. So I'll see what chase him up on that. Thanks, Leslie. Anything else on that? No. Okay. So item two is the confirmation of Michael Silver as the CCNSO appointee to the ICANN board. Just to remind you all for background, we traditionally in the past what we've done is we've actually made a call for nominations, and in the event that there's been more than one nomination, we've gone to election. My recollection is that we have done that in the past. We have actually had an election in the past. In fact, I think from memory, Peter was elected to the board by, because I think it was more than one nominee. But in this particular case, there wasn't. There was only Michael, and at the last council meeting, Patricio suggested that we should get a statement from Michael, which he has now provided, and hopefully everybody has a copy of, because I sent it out to you all the other day. I did ask Michael to be on the call, and he said he was going to be, but unless he sneaked on without me knowing, he's not on the call at the moment. Does anybody have anything? We can't actually vote on this call at this stage because, as far as I'm aware, Bart, we don't actually have a quorum.
No, you need to have a majority of all council members. So that includes all.
No, you mean a majority? You mean two from each region?
Yeah. No, you have 18 council members who are eligible to vote, and the majority of 18. So that's 10.
Okay.
10.
But don't we also have to have a majority in each region?
No.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Anyway, we can't actually vote on it on the call. We're going to have to do this on the list. But We do have the mission statement, so does anybody have anything they want to say or any comments? Good, I suppose. I guess, Bart, what we can do is to send the text of the formal resolution to the council tomorrow.
Yes, I'll prepare it and make it one resolution because it's now two. But the second bit is
well, the draft you sent me is basically one, two to ratify the appointment, and secondly,
yeah,
you instruct me to tell.
Yeah, but the instruction is clear by the bylaws itself. So.
John Jeffries, yeah, exactly. And just so everybody knows, we have subject to ratifying the appointment, we've agreed that Michael will actually attend the meeting in Mexico and will be one of the people who's funded by our travel funding, and the idea would be that, you know, obviously he would be there and talk to everybody, and so when May comes along, which is before the next meeting, June, he will then take his seat on the board, and I guess his first board meeting will be either if there's a telephone meeting in May, and if not, it'll be the ICANN meeting in Sydney. Yeah.
Chris, can I just ask, link to that, are we going to put the bit on the regular CCNSO agenda that includes the CCNSO elected person sort of briefing the CCNSO as to issues and getting input if need be?
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate they're an independent person, and obviously they have the duties as a board director, but equally that liaison, I think, was working quite well in the past, but seems to have lapsed a bit.
Do you mean actually at the ICANN meeting, Cecily, or do you mean on phone calls?
I mean at the ICANN meeting particularly, just the kind of regular visits that we used to have, and for whatever reason, probably diary commitments, we've kind of lost a bit.
Well, no, the answer is yes, and the reason it's kind of fallen in a little bit of a hole is simply that what used to happen was that there would be, was that Peter and Demi would come and talk to us at a particular point, usually towards the end of the second day. But of course, that was when Vince was chairing, and so what would happen is that Vince would come with Paul at the beginning of the two-day meeting, and then we'd get Demi and Peter to come along towards the end. And when Peter became the chair, that kind of all got melded in together and all got a bit complicated and hard to deal with. But yes, I agree. I think it would be very sensible to revert to that, even if because of time commitments it's hard for Peter to do it. There certainly shouldn't be any problem with Demi in Mexico and Michael thereafter coming along and doing it. So, Bart, could you perhaps make a note of that?
Yeah, I've done. Yep.
And then me and Gabby, if you can work it out.
Yep.
Thanks. Fantastic. Thanks, Leslie. Anyone else have anything they want to say about item number two? Did somebody join the call while we were talking about that?
Yes, it was me, Chris, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar.
Are you ready to look after us in February? Or not?
Sorry?
Are you ready to look after us all in March? We're all coming around to your place for dinner, apparently. In Mexico? Although you don't live in Mexico City, do you?
No, I don't live in Mexico. I'm also a tourist in Mexico.
Yeah. Could you try and fix that before we get to the meeting so that we've got somewhere to go? Because, you know, otherwise we'll all end up staying in a hotel for the week, which is always what happens.
I'm sorry, I didn't get it.
Don't worry, it's just me being silly.
Okay.
item number three, working group update. 3-1, CCNSO GAC working group. I've kind of mentioned that Keith is still busy trying to corral everything together. And I will ensure that we get an online email update on that within the next few days, so that everyone's clear what's going on. 3-2 is the ANA working group, which Bart's already So Bart, the idea with this is that you talk to Olivier and we try and get the composition of the working group, new chair elected in Mexico, so that
yeah.
we can move forward.
That's one of the issues, and I think the second thing is that the IANA working group meets before the Mexico meeting on a conference call and start thinking about what they want to do, because it's been very quiet in the IANA working group.
Yeah. Do we need to revisit the working group itself, or do we just assume that it's...
That's something for the IANA working group itself to discuss first, and that was my basic idea, to discuss with Olivier. And then before the Mexico meeting, so everything is in place when Olivier leaves.
Okay, because he will step down after Mexico, presumably.
Yep.
Okay. All right. The next one is the participation working group, which is coming to a conclusion, Leslie.
It is indeed. However, your recommendation, I did indeed take Christmas off. So the final report is still in my intro, but I will get round to it shortly.
Okay, good. I think it would be fantastic if we could tie that up. In Mexico, I think
that's my intention, Chris. Yeah.
Yeah, I think also, however, Leslie, that we need to the idea of this other of me and you and a couple of other people who I can't remember who it is now, actually talking about administrative workshops and stuff like that, which hopefully we'll be able to do over the next couple of weeks, is trying to sort of swing out of the participation working group into something else that actually moves forward with participation stuff.
That's right. That's Bart, myself, Oscar, Gabby, and Peter Van Ross.
Yeah. So we need to do that, and I will get working on that in the next few days.
Let me pick that one up again. I'll organise a conference call.
That would be great, Bart. Thank you. That would be fantastic. I'm basically... I've got a staff retreat at the end of this week, but after that I'm around and uninterrupted until I leave till Geneva for the IGF. So,
when is that?
That's the week before Mexico.
Oh dear.
No, it's great. It means that Marcus has actually managed to organise it so that I can fly from Australia to Geneva and then fly to Mexico. Brilliant. I don't have to fly back to Australia and then fly to Mexico again. 3-4 is the tech working group, which we've already dealt with at the beginning of the meeting. Still liaising with Eberhard, but it seems to me that this working group actually originally was set up in order to organise the tech day, and that's probably gone past that point now because the tech day just sort of has got its own momentum. So, we can probably look forward to that. Hi, who's that?
It's Dotty, and I'm sorry I'm late.
Hi, Dotty.
That's all right, Dotty. You're just in time to almost be finished. How are you?
I'm in a blitzkrieg.
Oh, okay, great. You're in the middle of a German bombing campaign. That's very
right.
Nice. Heartiest congratulations. Item 4 on the agenda is the Mexican meetings agenda. 4-1 is the CCPLD update session. Now, this is the thing that we had a discussion about, which was last time when I explained that Gabby sent the email to everybody because I had concerns expressed to me. And my recollection is that what we agreed was that the little ad hoc working group, me and Leslie and Peter and Oscar and Gabby and Bart, would actually work out how we were going to handle that as part of the discussion we were going to have about admin sessions and so on. So we need to do that over the next couple of weeks and get back to everybody on the list, because by the time we have our next council meeting, just before Mexico, we need to have that sorted out. Well, I mean, at least in principle sorted out. That's right, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah, as far as I...
That's what
I recollect as well.
Yeah, me too.
Good, excellent. 4-2 is the registrar session. Basically, Gabby had said that she had been approached by several people who thought this was a good idea, and what's happened since then is that it appears it is a good idea. She sent a note through, didn't she, Bart, to say that...
Yeah, and one of the action items is that Gabby and I would prepare a note for the council for discussion. We haven't come around.
But the principle is that we should try and have a registry there for our session. That's part of what we do in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourthly is other. I've got a couple of things on other. One is that just to remind everybody that we are going to have a council session on the Sunday.
The Sunday before.
Yeah. The current plan is to have it on the Sunday afternoon.
But Chris, don't cancel it, okay?
I'll do my best not to cancel it, Dottie.
Okay.
I don't know what to see in Mexico. Maybe there's nothing. So it doesn't matter. And there won't be anything arranged, and no one's going to want to go off to see Papa Castle or anything else.
No ancient civilizations, too.
No, nothing whatsoever, Patricia.
I think the only thing that Chris has to do is resist requests to cancel.
Okay.
He doesn't cancel it himself.
I put my hand on my heart and promised Dottie that I will resist requests.
Okay.
Patrick's already raring to go and organise, so that'll be good. That's why we all have to make sure we get our act together before we get to Mexico, so that when we do the review of everything we promised we'd do, we actually look fantastic because we've done it all. So that's on the Sunday, and the other stuff that we're trying to organise between now and then is some sort of a dinner if we can. Oscar, we kind of briefly covered that before you came on the call, but Gabby's still dealing with looking at other functions and stuff.
Okay, and have we had any other interested?
Oscar, this is me. I don't know, but Gabby has been on and off the email list for the last 1.5 week. Or last week, she's ill. So probably when she's feeling better again, she'll contact you.
Okay, excellent.
One of the things that she's going to be asking you is if you can give her an estimation of the cost, so that when she goes to people and asks them if they can contribute, she has a rough idea of how much the budget is going to be. What we did with Paris was I agreed with Olivier a sort of acceptable budget that we thought was okay per head, and a limit of the number of people. And then I went to various CCTLDs and said, would you be prepared to pay X towards this budget of Y? And that was fine. So I think you probably sort of need to go through the same process if you can.
Yes.
In respect to this. So we'll see. I mean, hopefully. I having spent a week in Hyderabad at the Internet Governance Forum, where there were two restaurants, Oscar, one being Indian, the other being Mexican, I'm already full bottle on Mexican food. I know exactly what I want. I want chimichangas. But easy on the chili, because it gets a bit hot.
Do you think we're going to be kidnapped?
Now, I think that's an extraordinarily hard question to answer, Dottie.
Everybody I tell that I'm going to Mexico says it's very big in the U.S. press, the kidnappings in Mexico.
Yeah, not in Mexico City, though.
No?
No.
All right.
Out in a couple of other places, but Mexico City seems to be fairly okay. That's right, Oscar, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I said, is that right, Oscar? Mexico City is fairly okay right now, yeah?
Well, as any other big city, you have to be careful.
Of course.
We're talking about kidnappings only, though.
I'm sure we can arrange something if you want, Dottie.
Absolutely, Dottie. What did you have in mind? What would you like?
I don't think anybody would pay a big ransom for me.
How about you get picked up by a 6-foot suntanned Italian?
Man. Sorry, it was too good an opportunity for me.
Just don't be a big ransom.
Jill, it makes any difference to you. Jill's coming, so I don't, you know, she doesn't get to go to places that I think are dangerous, so there you go.
Right.
Whether she thinks it's dangerous, of course, or not, it's entirely different issues. okay, good. Thank you. Where was I? Yes, the next care meeting. So we've got the dinner to try and organise, and obviously the, as I said, the council meeting. And I think, other than that, the agenda's kind of coming together. We've got a little bit of work to do, but the fundamentals are there, and that's it for Mexico. Anyone got anything else?
So, I'm sorry, did you all discuss travel before I got on?
In what sense, Dottie?
In the sense that I seem to have missed travel, email and travel, everything, so I just wondered what had happened.
The people who put their names forward have all been dealt with and approved, with one exception, which is Victor Caesar, who was asked to provide his passport details and haven't done so, and therefore hasn't been approved.
Okay.
But
is Ron approved?
As far as I'm aware, if he was on the list, then yes. But I'll take that up for you. And your situation, as far as I can recall, Dottie, was that we were waiting for a confirmation that it was accepted, that it was acceptable to buy you tickets somewhere or from somewhere else or something.
But I never heard anything about that. Is that?
I will chase that up.
Okay. All right. No problem.
But if Ron was on the list and Ron provided the details, then there's no problem there.
Okay.
Right. That's Mexico. Any other business? Does anyone have anything else that we need to talk about? I just have one thing, which is I just want to make sure.
Hello, Chris?
Yes, sir?
It's very difficult to hear you. You're fading sometimes.
Gurgles
away. Is that any better?
Yeah, this is better, yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that everybody had seen Olivier's note of the GNSO resolution in respect to new IDN TLDs. He sent it out to the council on Friday, and it was a copy of a note from Pierre Lonis, who is now our liaison on the GNSO. And it's basically
Chris.
Yeah, it's basically a resolution about on timing. I just wanted to say to everybody, so that everyone was clear, my understanding of the situation is this: both the CCNSO and the GNSO in the past, and I forget the exact details, but we can find them out if we need to, have either passed resolutions or made statements to the effect that it makes sense that new IDN GTLDs and IDN CCTLDs should be released, for want of a better term, at the same time. However, both the GNSO and the CCNSO have also said, in the event that one of them is for some reason delayed, and by delay I think we mean, you know, not like a week or 10 days, but delayed for a serious period of time, then the release of the other should not be held up. My view is that the general feeling at the time that we said those things, the general feeling in the GNSO was that it was highly unlikely that the CCTLD IDNs would be ready. But now we're in a circumstance where there may be delays on the GNSO side. There is obviously a concern. Now, I'm not saying that I think that we should, that we should necessarily hold back, but I do think that there is a valid argument on both sides for saying if they can be done together without causing too much angst and agony, then that would be a good thing. So I don't think we need to do anything. I just think we need to be aware of the fact that these resolutions are being passed. Anyone else?
I was quite concerned by that intervention, Chris, I have to say, because certainly looking at the summation of the responses on the new GTRD handbook, and in particular the US government response, it looked to me that ICANN of necessity would need to delay in order to resolve the many issues that were raised. And I didn't necessarily see them as applicable to the IDNCC discussion.
No, I don't think they are.
No, in which case it seems more likely currently that we are able to move more quickly than the GE space is. And I think that goes back to the original conclusion that we came to, that if for various good reasons one of us is held back, no matter who it is, that the other would be able to proceed without waiting for those issues to be resolved. And I saw the GNSO resolution as trying to vote against that, in effect.
Well, yes, it's trying to preempt it. Whereas yeah. my view would be that what you do is you stick to what you've agreed. You go through the process, and you don't actually need to concern yourself. We don't need to concern ourselves with it until we know where we are. In other words,
absolutely. But that resolution.
Until we're ready. Yeah.
We're in agreement.
This is preempting. Yeah.
Yeah. And in which case, if one's getting into resolution battles, then maybe we ought to resolve to remind the GNSO of our original agreement.
Maybe we should. That's an interesting point. I mean, you know, the problem is that what's been avoided here, up until now at least, certainly in any formal discussion, has been the discussion about, you know, the general view in the GNSO side of things that the problem is that a CCTLD competes with a GTLD.
Yeah.
Whereas in fact, the view of most CCTLDs, I suspect, is that there's no competition really. You know, CCs do what CCs do, and Gs do what Gs do. But the other thing I think it's important to be aware of, this is you know, another layer of nuance, if you like, is that in respect to some of the GTLD people, they actually want to delay on the IDN side of things because they want script tables to be in place rather than language tables to be in place. Because a script table means they only need one GTLD in the Arabic script to get to any country that uses Arabic script, even if it uses the Arabic language or the Urdu language or Farsi or whatever. So there are some GTLDs that would probably prefer there to be a delay anyway. But I think the pressure from our lot, especially, you know, countries like China and Russia, is going to be so huge once we've got clear of all the hurdles that I don't think there's going to be any choice but to proceed if we have to.
I agree.
Whether they're ready or not, you know.
I want to draw your attention as well in this context to the submission of the GNSO on the IDNC fast track draft implementation. It's been submitted at the same day as the resolution has been passed.
Yeah.
And it's interesting
but
to read both of them.
Could you do me a favour? I've read it, but I'd really, really appreciate just a bullet point note.
Yep, okay.
That would be really useful. My recollection is it talks about contracts and agreements and money and stuff. But Patricio, by the way, has dropped off the call, but he's trying to get the dial back in again.
You want me to...
He's just trying to dial back in again.
I totally agree with Leslie, actually. That's my understanding, too. So should we raise our concern, too?
Sorry, what's your concern?
Our concern regarding the GSO resolution. Oh.
Yes, I understand.
Should we raise that?
Can you raise it in what sense?
Just as Leslie said. And what you said.
You think that the CCNSO should consider responding to their resolution? You think we should consider responding to their resolution?
I don't know. I just.
Now,
I would have concern about it, right?
I'm wary about getting into sort of ding dong resolution battle. But having said that, I think that that doesn't mean that we shouldn't consider.
I agree with the sentiment, Chris. I'm also wary about some 6 months down the line, people being able to say, well, we made a resolution and you didn't respond to it, so we assumed you were okay to it.
Yeah, I agree
of
with
course
that. I think
the,
that's
the alternative.
I think that's right. Yes, but...
isn't this a topic for, say, a GNSO, CCNSO council meeting again in Mexico?
Like
we had in Delhi.
Well, yes and no, but usefully, sorry, hold on, that's better. Usefully, that brings me to another thing that we need to briefly talk about, just from a heads up point of view, and I'll get back to that question in a second. But this issue of timing is clearly a major concern for some people. Now, in the not too distant future, in the next week or 2 weeks, the chairs of each of the SOs and the AC, so the GAC chair, the ALAC chair, Avery, myself, and the ASO, will be writing to all of the members of each of the SOs and saying, we're going to have a joint session again in Mexico. It's going to be a different format to the one that we tried to do in Cairo. This is the format, and what we need to do is to come up with some hot topics that need to be talked about. It seems to me that it may very well be that this is not to say that we shouldn't do something from a resolution point of view. We need to talk about that. But I think that this is one of those topics that we should be discussing in our Monday session in Mexico. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I'm referring to maybe a recall. I think it was Delhi. That was the first time the GNSO Council and the CCNSO Council met, because there was a battle of forms at the time as well.
Yes. I don't know if we're going to have time to do that in Mexico, but I do know that we're going to have a joint ACSO meeting.
Yeah.
So we can do it in that context, because the GAC has input into that as well.
Yeah.
It's not just us and the GNSO. But nonetheless, Leslie, to pick up on your point, perhaps what we could do over the next sort of few days is consider the GNSO resolution in some detail, but perhaps we could work on a proposed draft resolution from the CCNSO, the goal being for it to be a constructive resolution rather than a simple, bat the ball back resolution. And send that out to the list for consideration in the next sort of 10 days or so.
Okay.
Is that feasible?
I don't even.
Leslie, is that an okay way forward from your point
Absolutely.
Of view?
Absolutely, that's fine.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I think, and that also answers your point, Jan, about whether we should do something or not. I mean, I think we probably should, but we need to look at what we're going to say and how we're going to say it. Because I really don't want to just get into a sort of, well, you say this, so we say that. I'd much rather pick up on Leslie's point of it's like a reminder. So remember, what we agreed was this, and we don't see a reason to change that.
Yeah. Okay.
Now? Okay, good. Does anyone have anything else that they need to talk about?
Yes, sorry.
Yes, but...
There was this email, I think, from Gabby to the list about Pierre being on the CCNSO council list, yes or no.
Pierre being the who? Liaison?
CCNSO liaison to the GNSO. I think, Olga, you are on the GNSO council list, aren't you?
Yes, but I think that Pierre is already the liaison. I mean, I have seen a message
to our council list.
And
yeah, Pierre is on the GNSO council list, but Pierre is not on the CCNSO
council.
Look, you can't, frankly, we can hardly appoint somebody as a liaison and then not have them be able to liaise with us.
No.
Yes.
So let's just get that sorted out, shall we?
Okay. And then invite him for calls as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. It was one of the points that came up and suggested by Olivier, but...
I mean, I don't know whether Ron is on our council list or not, but if he isn't, he should be.
No, he is not. He's not joining.
If he's liaising on our behalf with the ALAC, he's actually liaising to the. I mean, he's liaising to the council,
yep,
officially, as opposed to the members. So therefore, he needs to be on the list in order to be able to liaise.
Okay. Yeah, I'll sort it out for the two of them. Yep.
Fantastic. All right. So we have a liaison with anyone else?
Yeah, we have the GAC season
as well. No, don't worry about them. You can't add anyone from the GAC to a list without adding everybody from the GAC to a list.
Yeah.
Together. Complete waste of time. All right. Anything else that we need to cover? No? Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much indeed, everybody. I really appreciate... Sorry?
Sorry, Chris. This is Jan.
Just
a question.
Yeah.
When are we going to have council meeting in Mexico City?
Sorry, you may have missed that. We will have a council meeting. We will have a council workshop on the Sunday.
Okay.
Before the meeting officially starts on the Sunday afternoon.
Okay, I got it.
Then we will have our meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. And sorry, hang on. Actually, that's kind of right. So the steps are these. First of all, there will be a council workshop on the Sunday afternoon. Details will be sent out soon. Mm-hmm. On the Monday afternoon, there will be a joint meeting of the CCNSO, GNSO, GAC, ALAC, and ASO. And Tuesday is our members' meeting. Wednesday morning and early afternoon is our members' meeting, and then on Wednesday late afternoon will be our formal council meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, no problem. I think that's probably it. Thank you very much, everybody. I hope everyone is recovered from the rigors of Christmas and New Year, and we'll talk all again in the next few weeks.
Thanks, everyone. Thank you, Chris.
Okay.
Thanks,
Chris. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Happy New Year, Dodie.